Hello, and welcome to a SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Craig Stedman, the site editor for SearchDataManagement.com, and I'm speaking today with Rick Sherman of Athena IT Solutions about software as a service data integration technologies and techniques, specifically about the current state of SaaS integration tools and the pros and cons of different approaches to integrating data in SaaS and on-premise applications. First, a brief introduction of our speaker. Rick is the founder of Athena IT Solutions, a Boston-based firm that provides data warehousing and business intelligence consulting and training services. In addition to having more than 20 years of experience in the data warehousing and data management fields, Rick has written numerous articles about those topics. He also is a frequent speaker at industry events, and he's the author of the Data Doghouse blog. Welcome to the virtual podcast studio, Rick.
Craig, nice to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to discussing.
Great. Let's get right into the questions then. So what's the current state of SaaS data integration technology? How mature is it, and how does the functionality compare with that of on-premise products?
All right. That's a very interesting question, and I think I'd like to answer it from a couple of different viewpoints. Certainly from a use standpoint, a set of practices, how people are actually applying SaaS data integration technology and the technology itself, it's an emerging field, one where people are just trying to understand how effectively to incorporate that technology into their overall data integration strategy to get the data to the business. But from another perspective, it's actually very mature. Really, rather than a revolution, it's really an evolution. We're really having data integration and ETL, or extract, transform, and load practices that have been around for a decade or more, have been evolving and are being employed in SaaS data integration. It's not, data integration isn't new. It's just the type of data and where the data is located that is new. Now, we're also leveraging in that space some maturing technology, ETL itself, EAI, or Enterprise Application Integration, SOA, Web Services. These are the newer technologies that are being applied to the data integration scenarios in order to move data on-premise, off-premise, into the cloud, out of the cloud. That's really what the newer part of it is. And these technologies have been around, but they've been sort of applied to niche solutions before. Now they're coming under the data integration umbrella. And also, you asked about how do they compare with on-premise products. Although there are certainly new vendors that are offering products specifically geared toward moving data in the cloud, several of the more established, sophisticated DI vendors are now offering and extended their on-premise ETL technologies, data integration technologies, to be able to move data on and off the clouds, both within your firewalls and outside your firewall. So sometimes it's not a question of, do I have a second type of ETL, but does my existing data integration vendor be able to support that?
Okay. And so is SaaS-based data integration still primarily geared to small and mid-sized companies, or can it work at the enterprise level as well?
All right. First off, let's restate the obvious. The obvious is that you're going to use SaaS data integration technology when you have data in the cloud or using a SaaS application itself, such as Salesforce.com, NetSuite, some of the other applications that are out there. A lot of those products are geared to small to medium-sized businesses who don't have the infrastructure, or that it is much better from a cost and resource point of view to have the data in the cloud. So those are going to be the most obvious and the first areas of opportunity for people to then do data integration using from a SaaS perspective. So obviously the greenfield market for this is indeed the small to medium-sized businesses. However, I mentioned Salesforce.com itself, and a lot of the implementations for Salesforce.com and some of the other SaaS applications has really been at the enterprise level. And so there are a lot of companies, some of which that I do business with, that are actually using, taking data in and out of the cloud, for example, with Salesforce.com, bringing it on-premise in order to bring it into their warehouse or the BI or their analytics environment to couple it with data from other sources. So although it is being geared towards small to medium-sized businesses, there's a lot of enterprises that are also incorporating it. In fact, there's actually a jump ahead of some of the large corporations, since they already have a lot of data integration experience, can leverage it when they're doing their implementation. So it's across the board as far as who was implementing it.
Okay, and if you're integrating SaaS and on-premise data, what are some of the pros and cons of using SaaS integration tools as opposed to on-premise ones? Or do they really go hand in hand with one another on such projects?
They really go hand in hand on such products, although there are tools specifically geared toward moving data in the cloud and across clouds, and those certainly can be applied in your particular situation if you're trying to move the data. In most cases, the data integration tool itself started off with supporting on-premise data, and by the way, that's where most company has their data right now, and they've extended it to include pulling the data in and out of the cloud. And that's sort of a natural evolution of where these products have been going towards supporting real-time access and supporting web services or SOA implementations. So this is a natural evolution and extension of the product, as opposed to sometimes you get a new technology wave and it's sort of retrofitted and it doesn't work well on the existing technology. In this particular case, data integration has been extending itself. The way people design the data integration processes also extend themselves pretty well. So usually you don't have an either-or situation, but you do want to make sure that the product that you look at can support what you're trying to do.
Okay, and what about doing SaaS and on-premise data integration work internally versus hiring an integration services provider? What are some of the things to consider when deciding on that?
All right. Well, I think that the decision matrix is going to be similar for on-premise or SaaS. I mean, first off, regardless of where the data is, you have to really honestly ask yourself if you understand data integration. Do you know what it means? Do you know what the processes are? Do you have experience with it? And do you have skills to implement data integration? So regardless of whether it's on-premise or in the cloud, do you know what it is? Do you know how to implement it? If you don't, then certainly go out and get the outside resources. And then, of course, even if you do have the understanding of it, do you have enough resources to do the task, or do you even know enough to be able to estimate the resources? Then, of course, you need to go outside. And finally, when you're looking at a vendor, if you don't have the skills, make sure that they have the skills, the specific data integration skills, and the specific SaaS data integration skills to be able to do to implement what you need to get done.
Okay, and speaking of vendors, when you're evaluating SaaS integration tools for a purchase, particularly for integrating data in SaaS and on-premise applications, what are some of the key questions that you should ask the vendors?
All right, well, certainly you have the normal vendor questions about their size and the customer list and their financial capabilities, et cetera, the usual kind of checklist items you have. But specifically in this area, you want to focus on two areas. One is, how extensive is the capabilities in their data integration tools? So what can they do? A lot of the ETL tools have evolved to data integration suites. So look across the board. We're talking about not only moving the data, cleansing the data, data profiling. There's a number of capabilities that are in beyond just moving data from point A to B. Now, you might not use them in every instance, but you need to understand what they have and evaluate them. And the second one is, do they really have experience with SaaS data integration? Do they really have on-premise and off-premise capabilities? What are the roadblocks to implementing SaaS from their perspective? And what's the throughput capabilities that their products have? If they can't answer those questions for you, then the product probably can't work in that particular area. So the usual vendor questions, but then get specifically into the application area that we're talking about.
Okay, and any final thoughts on SaaS data integration that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think the evolution and the implementation of SaaS data integration is going to be joined at the hip or go hand in hand with the rollout of SaaS enterprise applications themselves. I don't think there's going to be a wholesale replacement of applications out there from on-premise to off-premise. I think people will first go after applications that extend areas that they aren't doing a good job or into new areas. And I think that'll be the same way that SaaS data integration will be. It will follow along with the areas of opportunity that people feel and find when they're using SaaS applications and when they finally need to integrate that data back into their enterprise. You know, it's good to get that data out there, but you always got to bring it back because the business has a lot of data needs that are beyond one particular application.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have today. Rick, thanks for calling in and sharing your insight with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, and as always, thanks to our listeners for joining us. You can find out more about Rick and Athena IT Solutions at www.athena-solutions.com. And be sure to visit searchdatamanagement.com to find more podcasts, plus news and trend stories, case studies, videos, and best practices tips on data management, data warehousing, and databases. And for information about business intelligence, data analytics, corporate performance management, and data visualization, go to our sister site, searchbusinessanalytics.com, which is launching in February 2010. Until the next time, this is Craig Stedman signing off.